Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Liverpool's formidable front six is back in business by Henry Jackson. The way in which Sadio Mane tore Tottenham to shreds in that first half at Anfield truly was a sight to behold. Liverpool's returning hero was almost unplayable, scoring twice and coming very close to notching another couple before halftime. It was an individual performance that perfectly highlighted what the Reds have been missing in Mane's absence during the most horrendous January in recent memory. They didn't look the same attacking force without his pace, movement and end product, and his mere presence created space for his fellow attackers. The same can be applied to the likes of Felipe Coutinho, Adam Lallana and Jordan Henderson during their respective spells out of the team this season, with a lack of guile, work rate and goals all evident without them on the pitch. Having great players who are capable of match-winning brilliance clearly plays a part in a team's success, but is it really their individual class that has crippled Jurgen Klopp's side in their post-Christmas meltdown? I would suggest not. Saturday's richly deserved 2-0 triumph saw Liverpool field their strongest possible front six, a sextet of players who made the Reds the best team in the country earlier on in the campaign. All six were tremendous all evening, as arguably the Premier League's most informed side were made to look like the spineless version of Spurs that existed in the 1990s and 2000s. Henderson anchored the midfield in dominant and authoritative fashion, with the delightfully efficient Jorginho Wijnaldum back to his best, and Adam Lallana strutting his stuff ahead of him. Roberto Firmino led the line with his usual silky but hard-working ways, whilst Coutinho was weaving his magic to the left and Mane wreaking havoc on the opposite flank. Forget about Emre Can, Daniel Sturridge and Divock Origi. This is Liverpool's undisputed first-choice midfield and attack now. Anyone who doesn't now think that must have an incredible amount of blind faith in one of those aforementioned players. Saturday was the first time Klopp's been able to field all six since the 2-1 win at Swansea way back on October the 1st. Which says all you need to know about how unfortunate Liverpool have been with injuries to key men this season. Just imagine having the luxury that Chelsea have been afforded, with almost exactly the same players fielded every week. I'm not bitter, I promise. Admittedly, there were times when Can was simply preferred to Wijnaldum against the likes of Crystal Palace and Watford, for example. But the Reds have always been more disjointed with the German playing. Just look at the performance at Hull prior to Spurs, when Can got the nod. The German has his strengths, without question. He scored in both of those aforementioned wins over Palace and Watford. But as Wijnaldum has grown into life on Merseyside, it has become obvious that he is the superior footballer. This mini-winter break that Klopp and his players are partaking in La Manga is the perfect opportunity to recharge batteries and work on tactics and restore confidence. Most importantly, we'll allow that front six to all return to England at their most fresh, as Liverpool look to seal a top four berth. That is, of course, unless the injury curse strikes again. When in full flow, that attacking unit has a delightful balance to it. A little like the Red side that came so close to winning the title back in 2008-2009. Admittedly, the shape of that midfield and attack was slightly different, 4-2-3-1 rather than 4-1-2-3, but it looked equally formidable. We famously sung about Javier Mascherano, Xabi Alonso and Steven Gerrard being the best midfield in the world, whilst the industry of Yossi Benayoun and Dirk Kuyt worked perfectly either side of the majestic Fernando Torres. It was a unit full of highly intelligent players who were tactically astute, which draws huge comparison with the current crop. Not one lacks a footballing brain. It is hard to pick holes in them as a group, with each player bringing different attributes that complement one another beautifully. Henderson is the kind of player who is more than willing to play an understated and underrated role at the base of the midfield, mopping up after others and getting attacks started. The way in which he has grown has been immense, and he now looks every bit the Liverpool captain. Wijnaldum is similarly underappreciated. His performances in big games are starting to change that, though. But his box-to-box style and physical prowess are a lovely antidote to Lallana's more creative, attack-minded game. Then there's the front three. They are an interchanging triumvirate that scare the life out of any defence in the Premier League, as we have seen multiple times this season. If they click, they're unstoppable. Individually, they're missed when injured or unavailable, but it's still the way their absence affects the balance of the team that hurts Liverpool the most. Klopp's philosophy is based almost entirely around teamwork and not relying on individuals, and it was no coincidence to see Liverpool play so brilliantly against Spurs, with all six fit and available alongside one another, tormenting their opponents with their magic. It only takes one injury to make the Reds look a completely different outfit, which may be a little unacceptable, but everything feels good in the world when they march into battle together. This Liverpool side will comfortably finish in the top four if they all remain fit for the remainder of the campaign. Mark my words. Typically upbeat conclusion to that piece from Henry, and it wouldn't surprise me if he's right and we do indeed finish in the top four, but there's something about recent years that has made us all a little bit wary, I think. It's interesting to do that comparison that Henry does between the 08-09 side and the current team, because I think most people just go to the more recent side, Brendan Rodgers' 13-14 side with Suarez. But it is actually interesting to compare and contrast that older side with this lot. And you do have that, as he says, that a gang of players who are all intelligent with their movement and all talented in terms of what they can do with the ball. And it is an interesting comparison when you think about the front four, if you want to look at it like that, and the guys behind them at the moment as well. Oddly, for a piece I think that's mostly about the attack, the takeaway from me was the points that Henry makes about Jordan Henderson. There's not half enough being said about Jordan Henderson at the moment and the work that he does. He's the first guy to get dogs abuse. He's the first guy to be belittled and underappreciated, as Henry says. But for me, he's absolutely vital to this team. And when he's surrounded by those players that we've already mentioned, when they're doing their thing in front of him and the attacking movements are fluid, he adds something to that. And it's not just that idea of silent spade work, as they used to say. It's not just that idea of him being a solid citizen who puts his foot in and keeps things ticking over. There's more to Jordan Henderson than that. And it's clear to see, unless you've decided in your mind that he's not a very good footballer. So it was nice to hear Jordan getting a bit of a much deserved praise there in Henry's piece. As he says, a proper captain.
Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford Tough, Built Ford Proud.